It's time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's roving, wandering, roaming, and everything reporter. Ruth. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Okay, good morning.
That too.
Good morning. Went to a very interesting art opening here in Kent this weekend, the Morrison Gallery. I don't know if you've been down to Kent, but it's a huge presence on Main Street now. By Bill Morrison opened this gallery, and he had the first official opening Saturday, and it was packed. It's a huge gallery with all sorts of eclectic artwork, and one of its kind, certainly in the northwest corner. He also has a what he calls a storage area in the back where where artists can store their artwork. And
for many years, I'm going to just jump in here. He has had a professional storage operation, and one of the things that and has been used by various people throughout the land, throughout the area. Because art storage isn't one of those, unless you know about it, you don't think about it, but it's not something you can just stick in the closet or, well, send it up here. There's a lot of movement with artworks, and it all
has to be climate control. It has all sorts of factors that have to be taken into consideration. I was amazed. This was my first visit, and hundreds of people attended. I'm very excited, and he was pleased that it is not more like a museum than an art gallery. And so I would recommend folks, if they ever get a chance, to come down and the art from artists all over the world, different mediums, and it was quite an event. So, Jill, you're familiar with him?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, a long time ago, when he just started out, he was one of our lovely underwriters.
Great.
Yes, and it was Abe Morrison art, just the storage aspect. But yes, it's a short answer.
Yeah, amazing.
And he has expanded massively. And
On the horizon, we have the good old Wakecraft referendum this Friday. It's July 31st.
That's Thursday.
Thursday. As you know, there is a push to ban these wake crafts that produce heavy waves, as we've talked about in the past. There's a group that is seeking an ordinance to ban them. Since the lake sits in three towns, Washington, Warren, and Kent, all three towns have to approve this ordinance, which is going to referendum on Thursday from 12 to 8. just as Salisbury has the Protect the Lake and the Wake Robin signs proliferating, so do we here in Kent. They're all over the place. Don't ban. People are reminded to come out, and as you remember, there was a vote was proposed to be held a couple of weeks ago, but the turnout was so big it had to be postponed because they couldn't fit people into the town hall. This has become really a hot-button issue, and so we will see on Thursday night.
Well, I want to recall, because I don't recall. Is somebody actually operating one out there at this time? Or?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So there is one in place, just one?
No, I think there are a few using them. And interestingly enough, someone told me that there was one incident this past week in which it, flooded is the right word, but somebody was out in a canoe and got really all wet by soaked.
Did you say the last time we spoke about this or the time before that everyone has to approve? If one area doesn't approve it, it goes down?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, it has to be unanimous, all three towns. Yeah.
So I'm assuming these are private. None of these are for a profit venture or anything,
right.
Are they? Just private
as far
ones?
As I know. It's just people recreating on the lake.
Because once you set the waves off, they're going to go until they reach another shore, I think, usually. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you're pushing them. Hang on. Yeah. No, they're going to have to be out pushing them in their way.
I have no idea how that works.
I'm trying to think about it now, thinking, I guess if you want to push them, you're going to do something with them. You want them at your property, so why does that bother somebody else? And maybe you're pushing them the other way.
Yeah, no, they're out there.
Are they noisy, maybe?
Well, as I say, people have been soaked by them, you know, if they... Well,
then they've got to be pushing something out, then.
Yeah.
I'll have to do some Google searching on how these things work.
And apparently this is a small lake to have them. You know, they have them in larger lakes out in the Midwest, I understand. But this is a small lake. But now they've been going on, so obviously, you know, somebody finally said enough. But
yeah, I wonder how long they've been doing it.
Would be interesting to find out. This was the first, early this year was the first time we got word. The selectmen, there's the Lake Warmug Task Force, Lake Warmug Association, and this is the first time it's become known that they're pushing for this ban. So I don't know how long it's been going on. Anyway, people in Kent are reminded to go vote on Thursday. There were some open space grants given to the Northwest Corner, so some more conservation.
Millions. 14.3 million in open space and watershed land acquisition.
Right, and exactly.
Wow.
22 towns, but they include 5 properties in our area in Cornwall, Kent, Salisbury, and Sharon, and that's encompassing 400 acres. So that's through the Open Space and Watershed Land Acquisition Grants. That's a lot of land. Yeah, so...
yeah, it is. It says, well, total across on it, it says that it protects 2,270 acres across 22 towns.
Right, right. So interesting. You know, that's always a debate in a lot of these towns. We love our open space, we love our preservation, but at what point do the towns have just too much?
Well, yeah, tax-wise, because you take it off the rolls.
We hear that all the time, you know, how can we build affordable housing? We don't have land because it's tied up with open space preservation.
Oddly enough, if you look up the studies on this, especially across Connecticut, we occupy a very small portion, actually, of the land of the state. When you get to the end, I believe the last figure I read statewide was like 20% that we're actually occupying.
Really?
Yeah. So it's one of those things where, yeah, open space, is it really that bad? Well, think about it when you drive, too. If you drive up through Route 7 from where you are and you look around, I mean, for where all the eye can see, you got a lot of open space. There's not a lot of houses or anything up on the sides because a lot of towns have stopped letting people build on the hillsides because of viewshed issues and such. But there's still an awful lot of space. So, you know, I sometimes wonder how much more do we need.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Falls Village has a huge amount of its whole community
in
preservation.
Yeah. If you figure out what percentage they have.
I think it's close to half, if I recall right.
I think you're right.
And, you know, think about that in tax rebates or taxes, and all that money is not paying taxes.
Exactly.
And all that land's not being used for anything. I mean, I don't know if somebody's
taking
care of it all or what.
With the Falls Village person who pays taxes, so just make a note. The other issue is if you look at this through a pinhole, it's all terrific. When you look at it through a wider lens, two things. Not just Falls Village, not just Connecticut. There's a lot of available land everywhere, not, you know, outside of open space. And even if, back to Falls Village, there's a lot of land. The prices are ridiculous. The tax, what you have to pay to build something, and this goes into the affordable housing issue, in my view, is extraordinary. It's like it's not affordable.
Well, you have no industry or commercial businesses to speak of in Falls Village. So
I was being Falls Village specific on that one.
But, yeah.
Okay.
All these towns, but Mike, you talk about. I think about riding from Cornwall Bridge up to the high school, which I do. I mean, there's loads of land up there, but it's sort of on hillside, on the western side as you're going up. The river's on the east, and there's not much buildable there, I would think.
No, there's very little, but tucked in between, there's a lot of spaces and flat spaces where there is possibility for development and such. But there and again, you know, how much of it do you preserve in the interest of taxes, and how much do we actually need? I mean, how much of the land is really that endangered? So, at a time when everybody's talking about budget cuts and everything for their schools and things like this, while it's all great and dandy, is this where we want the money going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is a question that comes up constantly at every budget season or at every affordable housing proposal. What's the tipping point? Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. And that's determined by actually probably small groups of people with these land trusts and all that are running the shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they're deciding, and people are just kind of going, okay, I guess so.
Yeah.
But there and again, if you really pay attention when you drive around this state, there's, as far as the eye can see, there is a ton of open space that just naturally is going to remain that way.
Yeah.
That's
what people come here for, too.
No, that's it. But I still see a lot of development going on along the roads where we are. I mean, it's...
it's coming. We're talking down here about this huge proposal at Town Hall that's calling for 76 houses. And that's pretty big. And in the whole scheme of things, it's maybe 150 more people. But for Kent, that's a lot. You've got... Gold Dog, again, it's a small in comparison, but it does affect a town when you have that many houses going in. So, interesting. Okay, we have a controversy over Dunkin' Donuts in Canaan. The Dunkin' is trying to put in a new one across from where it is, on 7 and 44, just a little east. It's before planning and zoning now, and of course, some of the neighbors are, well, I shouldn't say of course, but some of the neighbors are concerned, it's increased traffic, lack of privacy, but again, if it meets the regulations.
You can't not grant it to me, sir. And if you say it's going to be close to where they actually have the convenience store location now, because of course that'll come off the convenience store,
right.
And if it's right in that intersection, I'm sorry to tell you, there's not a traffic increase there. They're just going. Actually, it will relieve some of the congestion going into that convenience store,
right?
Because
that's the idea.
That intersection is a train wreck in so many ways.
It's
And to pull Dunkin' back and away from it is actually a really good thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a standalone, from what I gather.
Yep. I was
it's
reading
somewhere
about
near
that.
The community health center there.
Yeah, you spread out that traffic from that intersection.
Yeah.
Some are going into it because in the convenience store right now you have all the traffic for the convenience store, the gasoline, the Dunkin' Donuts,
exactly.
And it's a really small lot.
Yeah.
That's trying to handle all this, and so
with the firehouse across the street, and it's a tough one.
Yeah.
So
breaking it away is the best thing they could do. So
so that will be. The Zoning Commission will be making a determination on that. There is the street fair, the Lakeville Journal Street Fair, this Saturday from 11 to 3. They will be closing off Academy Street again. There'll be vendors and games and all sorts of things. There is the Hotchkiss book signing is this whole weekend coming up.
Weekend in Norfolk.
Yep.
That's on for Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
The book fair is, and we have a new thing with chefs on Saturday, I believe.
You guys have down in your neck of the woods, going to have a meteor shower watch on Wednesday.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to watch that.
Yeah. We've been putting some plugs on that this week because that's really interesting from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock.
Weather permitting.
Weather permitting, because they have suggested you go and sign up just so that you can get weather information, because obviously if it's cloudy, you're not going to see the meteors, I don't think.
No. Nope.
And if they're below the clouds at that point, you need to run.
Right. That's just out of control asteroid.
That's right. A little common sense there. If they're under the clouds, pack up and go.
But remember, that is a very cool thing, and people should literally keep an eye on the weather on that one because of we have these wonderful things that happen around here. Right. If anybody hasn't noticed.
Meteor
and,
shower watch
the forecasts
party.
Don't always, shall we say, verify?
Yeah. Just for, and I said enough about it, so let me say the rest. It's at the Kent Farmers Market Field.
Okay.
Wednesday night, the 30th, from 9 p.m. to 11. And you'd register by going to kentctmyrec.com.
Very good.
There you go.
So, that field is just south of town.
Yeah, and somebody's going to teach you how to use your cell phone to take pictures at night. Isn't that fabulous?
I'll be asleep.
Somebody's going to have cosmic snacks. I'm not sure what cosmic snacks are, but they must be sweet or something. Don't know.
Maybe you'll go.
Guess I have to go to find out. Yeah, what is this cosmic snack?
Yeah.
I'm interested. So is FM in the background. He said, snacks?
And then, of course, Wake Robin has reared again. Uh-oh. And that hearing is August 5th.
August 5th. That's right around the corner, too.
Yep. So that continues.
That will be Tuesday.
Again.
And that, I believe, as I recall now, Planning and Zoning in Salisbury is doing all of these by Zoom only.
That's correct.
No in-person, so don't be looking to go anywhere. Make sure you've got your Zoom fired up.
Zoom is going to make a fortune.
Well, Zoom's been making a fortune. You know, that was one of those companies that was in the right place at the right time when the pandemic started, because they were just beginning at that point in time.
Excuse me, what a coincidence. And somehow
that started up, and they grabbed the whole market share.
Mm,
somebody got really, really rich really, really fast.
Yeah.
Incredible.
One of the coincidences that I just make book on all the time.
There you go. All right. Mm-hmm. We got another minute or so to say whatever it is you need to say.
Well, that's what I've got for this week.
All right. We've got waves and we've got wakes.
Waves, and Zoom in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm. And meteors.
Oh, meteors, yeah. Watch out for meteors. If they're below the clouds, run away. If they're up above and the clouds are open, you're fine. I don't know if you can have both the clouds in them at the same time.
They're actually mutually exclusive, but thank you for...
I'm not making sense anymore, so it's time to leave.
I guess it's time to wrap. All right.
That's
I'm going to take it from here. Hey, Ruth, thank you so much. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth. With Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's roving, rambling, wandering, etc.-ing reporter on Robin Hood Radio, of course.